Hi, my name is Sandy Kozlowski with Building Blocks of Recovery, and this is Building Blocks of Recovery Radio.
You know, you've spent the time to be in recovery, we've spent the time to do all of the right things, and yet sometimes joy still eludes us. This radio show and this book are all about how we can share our experience, strength, and hope on how to find joy and what being in long-term recovery is and why it can be such a struggle. I'm grateful that you're here, and I'm looking forward to hearing how I can be of service to you and your recovery, and thank you for being a part of mine.
Well, hello, happy good afternoon, and welcome to Monday. I hope your Monday was as fabulous as mine. Hey, if you ever want to connect and we're not on Blog Talk Radio, you can always go to connect with me on Building Blocks of Recovery on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter and, as always, on LinkedIn. So excited. Hopefully, I was really excited about last week's show. It was really terrific, wasn't it, to get the perspective of a 15-year-old on all things about family and what he sees in school, and just really his viewpoints on addiction. You know, oftentimes we hear from addicts and people who are in recovery. Very rarely do we hear from somebody who is just the opposite, who is not in recovery because that's not what is necessary for them, and how it impacts their lives. So I was super excited to hear from a young person last week. If you didn't listen to the episode, it is archived on Blog Talk Radio. Many of you are archiving these episodes, and I really appreciate that and am excited to get to work with you. A few more exciting things. The new website's going to be launched pretty soon, so it's going to be a little easier for you to get a hold of me. Also, I have the second edition of the book almost ready to go to the printer. And I just wanted to spend a couple of minutes talking about what Building Blocks of Recovery is. If this is your first time giving us a call or first time listening to the show, you know, Building Blocks of Recovery, it's not about fixing you. So I really wish that it could be. I really wish that anyone had a magic wand that when we felt bad, bam, we could be fixed and adjusted and focused. But there's a couple of key issue problems with that. And the first problem with somebody promising to fix you is, I don't know that you're broken in the way that they want to fix you, right? So it would be very difficult to have a one-size-fits-all. I see sometimes in treatment programs, we think we're helping people, we think we're fixing them, and actually what we're doing is we're just getting people to say what we want to hear. And so that is often a problem in treatment programs. Kind of the way that I like to do treatment is I like the person to identify where they'd like to go, and then we take the steps to help them get there. And when I say we, I mean the person and I. So that's kind of exciting. A little bit of life coaching focus, and yet that life coaching focus is absolutely perfect in being able to help people to get better because they're self-identifying their faults and flaws or challenges too. You know, sometimes I got to tell you, sometimes I look at a person and I have to tell you that in my professional life, clients have taught me this. I'll look at a person and I'll think, oh my gosh, they really need to work on blank, whatever blank is. And sure enough, you know, I start walking down the path with them on my assumption, and really that's not what they need to work on at all. They need to work on something that's important to them. So it's super important in Building Blocks of Recovery to understand that I'm not telling you what to do. What I'm doing is I'm offering you tools to be able to walk through challenges in your life. This program was originally written for people who have been in recovery some time and whose programs perhaps had felt a little stale. But really, this program is for anybody who claims recovery. And so whether this is your first time in recovery, whether you're considering being in recovery, or you've been in recovery for a really long time, But really kind of what I see happening in the whole recovery movement is that people are starting to realize that you can't just do a one-size-fits-all, like continue to go to sober support meetings and that's your whole recovery. And what people are finding is that almost in order to have a full 360 life, they almost have to disengage from their recovery community on some level and to go have this life. So I'm not saying go back to youth, but I'm just saying having a really hard time pulling it all together. Sometimes I've heard people feeling pretty guilty, sounding like they feel pretty guilty about, going off on a biking trip or whatever and not going with people in recovery. So it's really important to realize that recovery is a state of mind and a way of being. Recovery is not about a click or a meeting. I've been pretty open in saying that I am in recovery myself, and, that's one of the things that qualifies me to write this and to talk to you today. But I realized that I needed recovery in my whole life. I'm really lucky that I have never known my recovery without yoga. So I don't even know how people get all of those sensations and feelings out of their body if they're not absolutely living in their body and moving in focus. So I find that really interesting. So I have used yoga, but I also use more kinesthetic tools, and I also keep asking myself the same questions over and over and over again, and it's interesting how often the answers to my questions will change. And it's not that I lied the first, second, or third time the question was asked. It really is more that I am revealing new truths about myself all of the time. I think sometimes people get bored in recovery because, we go to the same meetings, the same times, the same people. I even hear people say, and we hear the same stories over and over and over again. And what I'm here to tell you is that your recovery, I'm going to make a bold statement here, your recovery is only boring because you're not putting any life into it. So yes, you can go and have those rich relationships week after week after week, and even sometimes be annoyed by the same people's stories week after week after week. But it's what is deeper, what are you doing about your recovery that makes it rich and amazing and beautiful? So as I've identified, yoga is definitely part of my recovery. So it are the foods that I eat. I don't know how many of you know this, but I'm a curvy yogi. And I have not come to learning how to eat differently anytime quick, let me tell you. I have definitely taken my time and worked on many, many, many other issues that I had. So food is now becoming a part of my recovery. Also being nice has become a part of my recovery. For example, I used to be pretty nasty to cashiers and waitresses, which is inexcusable because I've done both jobs. And I realized that I can't do that, I can't be nasty. And so now I make a point of being kind. And it is in that point of being kind that lies my recovery. So we have many, many different ways of being in recovery. At one point, I found that my program of recovery was really starting to lackluster. And so I pulled out my big book. I pulled out several other tools, pulled out my Bible, I pulled out my spiritual references, and I started cross-referencing the steps, and I started working on them and journaling them, and this was at 10 years of sobriety. So we need to keep doing this work over and over and over again. Part of the reason I built Building Blocks of Recovery was because, I think we need to understand that our recovery and our being is more than just what we show to other people. And that's huge. Secondly, I think that there's definitely more to it. So first of all, we need to understand that there's more to it. And secondly, we need to show people that there's more to it. And what's really interesting is I was talking to somebody and they were telling me a story of their life. And as I was listening, I was in a different part of my life. And as I was listening, I was like, oh, that's a root chakra issue. And what's really interesting is that because there aren't any other practitioners that work and have the same worldview that I have, nobody's working on actually just clearing that root chakra issue. And I think that, you know, if we would go back and we would actually hear what the actual issue is, we could go in and take care of it. So what I've done in Building Blocks of Recovery is I've not only given you the chakras, like I'd love to pigeonhole this book, right? Like I'd love to pigeonhole it that it's just about chakras and it's not. I'd love to pigeonhole it that it's just about psychology and it's not. I'd love to pigeonhole it that it's just a cookbook and it's not. Well, Building Blocks of Recovery is really a starting place for you, especially if life has come and wiped you out and you've been in recovery or you want to be in recovery and you need more. You need more than attending a meeting from, you know, like 8 to 9 o'clock in the morning. You need something in between those times of the meeting. I don't know about you, but there were times in my recovery, and there were times in my early recovery where that time between meetings felt forever. And I'm talking, what I built this system on is that time in between the meetings, right? Like, what are you eating? What are you focusing on? Where's your heart? Where's your thoughts? How are you focused? So Building Blocks of Recovery is really just a system of working the whole person. I'm super excited to be working with you this week. Kind of funny, after all the truth that you heard last week, that we are working on the throat chakra. So we are working not only on the throat chakra, but this level when we go to Maslow's hierarchy of needs is the first of the expressive needs. So every other need we have talked about before this has been a deficit need. It's a need that we had to have filled by others. Now, this is the first time that we start turning the corner and really starting to be out in the world in our own way. Also, this need is typically this chakra, this stage of development is typically between the ages of 6 and 12 years old. So not only is the throat chakra about being able to speak your truth, and goodness knows, people speak these days. I can't tell you how many times I've heard the people say, I have the right to my opinion. Yes, you do. But what a lot of people seem to be missing is that emotional regulation part. That part that we look a little deeper into what we, quote, unquote, have to say and how we have to say it. And then we look at the impact that the consequences of our speech are going to have on others, and then we moderate it from there. So please know, in no way am I saying don't speak your truth. I'm not saying that at all, and I hope that that's not what you're hearing. What I'm saying is, speak the truth with emotional maturity and discipline. So this is super interesting. When we haven't been able to speak our truth, kind of what happens is we become a rule breaker. That's when we become that, I'm going to tell you what I think and I don't care what you think. That's when we start to be fearful of learning new things. That's when we have to be the head of the class, no matter who we walk over to get there. When we talk about this, our if this level has not been fulfilled, we're going to, this is one of the places we're actually going to suffer from an identity crisis. So, and we're not going to be nearly as creative as we wanted to be. The other thing about this area that we're working on, this level of I speak, is that we think that lying is okay. So lying will be okay. Telling half will be okay. We will either not have a good sense of humor, which means we'll be super offensive, or we'll take ourselves way too seriously. And it's really common. What's interesting is it's really common in this area, because of where the throat chakra is, to experience actual anxiety, like in the chest, in the throat, not able to, you know, have a lot of neck and shoulder pain, have colds. In some of the chakra books, say we're going to look at some thyroid issues here. Now, I'm not a doctor, so it's not my job to diagnose and prescribe, but I find it interesting in my life when my throat chakra is blocked, the other things that are coming up for me. So I have some questions for you, and let's see if these are any of, if you can identify with any of these. Do you follow the crowd when making decisions instead of making them yourself? Is your creative expression blocked? Do you have to apologize because you speak your truth? I find that one interesting. So, you know, if you're saying I'm sorry to people a lot because, oh, I didn't mean it, I was just speaking my truth, yeah, that's definitely a throat chakra issue. It's that lack of emotional development. Are you brutally honest? And this one, not only is this one super common with the throat chakra, this one is super common with addicts. Does your mind move so fast through a conversation you already know what the other person is going to say before they say it? So couple of other points really quick. Do you have a difficult time feeling forgiveness to yourself or others? You know, I got to pause here for a second. So I cannot tell you how many people that I have ever spoken with. And as I'm listening to them tell their story, I'm like, they never say it. You know, the people that this is truly their issue, they never say it. But I'll say, have you forgiven yourself yet? I cannot tell you how many people have not yet forgiven themselves. And forgiving ourselves, it's not saying that the things that we've done, the mistakes that we've made are okay. So it's not condoning our behavior if we had bad behavior. But there is a time where we need to forgive ourselves and so we can move forward. And once we can work on forgiving ourselves, we can forgive others, truly forgive others, not just, yeah, I forgive them, and then still hold a grudge. Do you believe you have ever really loved someone or been loved? Do you have a hard time letting people make their own mistakes? Are you often drained and exhausted? Do you fall in love super fast and then think, what the heck was I thinking? Do you have so much compassion that you feel compassion fatigue? So all of these are when this I speak level is blocked, is really stuck. And, you know, this is the most uncomfortable level to discuss with people, because then when we're getting into the I speak, I hate to tell you this, folks, but this is where lack of integrity shows up for people. Nobody wants to admit they have lack of integrity, but here is exactly where it shows up. So when we don't have the integrity that we are looking for, then we have, when we don't have that integrity, then we have in between the lies or the exaggerations in our life lies the addiction. And when my addict is given any kind of room to play whatsoever, that's when I have a problem. So how do we return to integrity? First of all, I think it's by paying attention. I think it's by slowing our minds and our hearts down. I found the best way that I can return to integrity, and this might sound silly, is honestly on the yoga mat. It honestly is that I get unroll my yoga mat. I am quiet. I'm not usually in a class. I'm at home. And I bring what I find I'm lacking in integrity in to the yoga mat. And my yoga teacher taught me to really pause between the sun salutations and reset your intention. And every time I do that, I reset my intention. What ends up happening is that I understand deeper and deeper and deeper what the issue is until I can find my way to work with integrity. And then, because I've done it on the mat and I have my whole body involved in the process, I then have the strength and the courage to go out and do what it is I need to do. But it really is, it's not just sitting around and thinking, but it really is in getting the whole being involved within the movement, within the joy, just the whole being. There's a couple of affirmations that I wanted to share with you today about this level. One of them is, I am open with clarity. Golly geez, that's one of the harder ones, you know, being open with clarity. I think the reason it's so hard is because we walk around seeing the whole world through our own set of glasses. And when we have that, our own set of glasses on, what ends up happening is I see the world the way I see the world, not necessarily in a clear way. So that's one focus. And so it's learning the difference, of course, of when you have that integrity piece, and you are learning to when you are learning to get that emotional regulation and figure out what do you need to do. So oftentimes this is where I will work with my sponsor. Or I will talk to another friend in the program and say, you know, I'm having a hard time seeing this clearly. What is your perspective? And I try very, very hard to list things as objectively as I can. And so it took years to be able to do this for me. But once again, that's where the yoga mat comes in for me. You know, I am on the yoga mat, and I am learning how to be honest with my body. My body doesn't necessarily always, isn't able to reach over the top of my head with my arm. My leg isn't always able to come to a full extension in a certain pose. And I learn how to stop judging myself and be honest about that. Then when I take that level of honesty and I apply it to my emotions, I start to learn that some days I don't have it to be fully emotionally honest, and that's why I need other people, just like we need props on the yoga mat. So I will ask other people for their perspective, and then I will go to my higher power in my meditation time and try to come up with, you know, what's happening. I love to share my truth and love with the world. I don't know about you, but I had a person in my growing up years that was hypercritical and always tried to get me to fit into a box I just didn't fit in. And a lot of shaming was done because I didn't fit into that block, into that box. And so it's taken me a long time to find my voice and to be able to share my truth and my love with the world. And this is what I know. I know that everybody is not going to read Building Blocks of Recovery. I know everybody is not going to tune into the show. I know that people are going to hear my broadcast or meet me in person, and they're going to say, she doesn't have it going on. And I'm really okay with that today, because the people who need to hear my truth and my love are the people who I want to share it with. I hope that's going to be the truth for you, that you're spending more time finding your people than you are worrying about the people who don't want to hear from you, who don't resonate with the truth that you share. I hope you love this one. I love this one. I welcome lightness, playfulness, and humor into my world and share those experiences in my communication. It took me a long time, and I still struggle with it a little bit. I still tend to be too serious to welcome lightness, playfulness, and humor into my world. So one thing that a wonderful advisor had me do is he had me turn on my windshield wipers and drive through town on a sunny day. Now, I know some of you are freaking out talking, you know, trying to tell me now how having the windshield wipers on a sunny day ruins the windshield wipers. And I have to tell you, I'm okay with that. And the reason I'm okay with that is the amount of joy that I have gotten and the amount of giggles that I've gotten out of that. And then I get to share that with the rest of the world. Also, having integrity in my communication means it's okay to be fall down on my face, busting out laughing. And I'm not doing it for anyone else. I'm doing it for myself. I'm safe to ask for my needs to be met, and I can define them and can define when I can meet them myself. If you are in the sober support rooms and have the 12 traditions, this is the seventh step. You know, we become self-supporting under our own contributions. Here's where integrity can begin for some. We don't ask to borrow money if we don't really need it. You know, if you spend all of your grocery money buying lattes and lottery tickets, then it's not okay to go into the meetings and say, hey, I need more grocery money, right? And money is definitely the beginning of integrity. Money is definitely where people start to find integrity there first, and then they move into other parts of their life. And I think that for me, I used to always ask to have my needs met, and then I stopped asking anyone to meet my needs, and both practices lack integrity. Asking everyone to meet my needs never strengthened me one minute. It just actually continued to disempower me. Not asking anyone to meet my needs only bred resentment. And so I ended up living somewhere in between, and that was a really uncomfortable place to live. And I've just started, you know, I got to tell you, I tell a lot of stories about myself, first of all, because this is an odd time for people to call in during the day, and I understand that. But secondly, I tell a lot of stories about myself because I never, ever, ever want to come off like, I've got this down, because I don't. I am, you know, we teach what we need to know most, and I needed to remember all of these steps to when us, I need to remember these steps. And so that is why I tell you stories about me. Isn't that I'm talking to you about my brokenness because I need you to help. It's because I don't want you to ever feel alone. And know that every person on the planet, from Oprah to Dr. Oz to, you know, the teachers to, you know, anybody you can think of still has a lot of work to do. And within that work, I can't believe our half an hour is almost up. And I just am grateful always to have this time to spend with you. My name is Sandra Kozlowski, and I am the author and founder of Building Blocks of Recovery. I hope if you've taken one thing away today, that thing is learning how and delving into how to speak the words of integrity to yourself and to those around you. It's easier to work on those around us. It's always harder to work on ourselves. But I'm so proud of you for sticking with it. I'm so proud of you for trying. I look forward to talking to you next week. I think we'll be talking food next week. Anyway, I hope you have a blessed and wonderful day. And remember, Blog Talk Radio, Building Blocks of Recovery, is on every 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until we talk again, namaste.